Hello, and welcome to the 113th episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. My name is Samantha Blackman, and I'm associate professor here at Purdue University in wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana, where I talk about, read about, write about, think about, dream about, amongst other things, video games. And I am joined this evening by a bevy of brilliant women, including Alicia Karabinas, Alex Lane, Bianca Batty, and Charlotte Hyde. How are you ladies this evening?
Great. I feel like to keep the B's going, like bevy of beautiful, you maybe should have another B word there.
Bodacious.
I don't say beautiful, I say brilliant.
Babes.
I'm not going to say babes.
I was thinking something different.
How about you want me to say a bevy of
brilliant bitches?
Bevy of brilliant bitches.
NYMG has a new tagline.
I'll add it to the site graphic. I need to redo it anyway because we don't have Bianca.
Bevy of brilliant bitches. I like it.
Yeah, no.
We'll work on it.
I'll just do it when you're not around.
Informally, but you know what? That would cause a little issue. All right. So tonight we'll do our usual what you playing, what you reading, what you're drinking, and then we'll
not get enough.
In, oh, not enough. Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. And then we'll get into our topic of the week. But first we need to introduce ourselves. Who are we? Alicia, we'll start with you.
I'm tired.
That was good to know. Nice to meet you, tired. Who the fuck are you?
I'm Alicia Karabinas, and Sam orders me around.
I do not.
That is a lie. I don't have any identity beyond being tired. Please go next.
Oh, dear.
I'm so uncooperative. I love you guys.
I'll go next because I'm on the other side, which I was Alicia like 4 years ago.
You were
wanting to jump out of survived. A fucking bridge because you're so overworked. I'm Alex Lane. I'm an assistant professor at Metropolitan State University in Minnesota. And I run the video game studies minor here. Recently created by yours truly, and hosted an awesome conference last weekend. It was really fun. And study video games and shit.
Yeah.
And Alicia, you'll get better.
Yeah. Okay.
If you live through it, it'll get better.
Okay.
And right now I'm really obsessed with horror movies, so if you guys have any good horror movie recommendations...
Me too.
Ooh, I've seen so many of them, though.
Oh my gosh, I feel like we could make a really great compilation that's just extra content.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 20 horror movies that we recommend, we should do that later.
Ooh. So, Shara, I just saw Insidious 3 last night. Did you see 1 and 2?
I have.
Did I see what?
Insidious?
Yeah, I saw the first one, I think.
So, Insidious 1 is okay, 2 is okay. 3 is amazing.
No kidding, really?
It is so good. I mean, you have to have low standards, though, if you're going to like horror movies.
Right.
But I liked 1 and 2. I think they did their job well. But 3 was killer.
Whoa. It's so funny that you say that, though, because I got so excited the other day because I found a horror movie that was had 3 stars, and I was like, that's like a 5-star horror movie.
I know. Usually it's 1 to 1.5.
Right, but 3, that's got to be like the best thing ever.
Okay. I would give Insidious like a 5.
Bevy of beautiful, brilliant bitches, you are jumping the gun.
Yeah.
Yes,
let's
yes,
finish
you are.
What we're doing.
Okay.
We'll get there.
I'm excited about Hormone.
We'll get there. I promise.
Bianca, who are you, darling?
I'm Bianca Batty, PhD student. I'm getting things back on track, everyone. Just right into it. PhD student, also at Purdue, in the field of literature, and I like to look at video games as a form of contemporary narrative. Lately, I've been looking at constructions of motherhood and girlhood in games, thinking about that in horror movies too, actually. So I will get back to this later. I don't want
to. Everyone's supposed to talk about that.
Yes, it's a preview of coming attractions right there.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, but Charlotte, who are you?
Well, I don't watch horror movies. That's a liar. I'm a PhD candidate at Purdue University, the resident Lego scholar. And I don't watch horror movies.
Soon to be employed somewhere.
I hope so, yes. That would be great. So if anybody's hiring, yeah.
All right, so job market time is really rough on everybody. Mm. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into the what you're playing, what you're reading, what you're drinking. So we'll start with what you're playing, and we'll go in the order of the show notes. Alex, what you been playing?
I know, I went on and did show notes. let's see, so I played Tony Hawk 5 for the Xbox.
I hear it's awful. Is it awful?
It's so bad.
Wow.
It's so bad. They try to, like, force you into multiplayer, like, online. So, like, when you go to play, like, they put you in matches, like, online. It's so stupid. So, like, we got the game because when we rented Insidious 3 last night, which I'm not going to talk about, they said, hey, do you want a free Xbox One game? And the red boxes here haven't had Xbox One. And we were like, and Mike was getting it, and he was like, okay, well, what do you got? And it was like, crap, crap, crap. And he goes, well, at least Tony Hawk will have multiplayer. Like, we can play it for a night. It was free. Fine. Doesn't have multiplayer couch co-op because they needed too much time for all that artistic amazingness. The game sucks. It's so bad. The mechanics, I don't think, have gotten better since, like, 1999.
They were so good back then.
Yeah, but they were good because, like, games weren't that good yet. You know, like, what I mean?
They were good because it was 1999.
Yeah. And Tony Hawk is so old, and he looks so old in that, and it could have been the 1999 game. Like, it just sucks. So that game's a boo. And seriously, get some couch co-op. Let's see, what else did I play? I don't have the show notes open because it always closes.
Oh, never mind me. I have to add something to the show notes. I almost forgot. Speaking of.
I played a lot of Hearthstone. They came out with a new expansion, so I'm checking that out. Lego Jurassic. Played a lot of Castle Storm two-player today when I had a friend over, and that was pretty fun. You, like, play against each other and shoot shit at each other on the Xbox One. But the main thing I've been playing is board games. Board games is my thing right now. I played Machikoro. Got an expansion for that, Machikoro Millionaire's Row. Pretty excited about that. Oh, and I played WoW, of course, too. Ticket to Ride on the board game. Has anybody played the board game?
Yes.
Yes.
It's really fun. I thought it was pretty good. It's like hard when you've played online and you haven't played the board game because it's like, why aren't my cities that I need to connect to lighting up? Mm-hmm. But it was really fun. And then Seven Wonders, which is the board game I'm going to talk about for Board Game of the Week instead of Indie Game of the Week. So that's what I played.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, since I guess I'm next.
You are?
Speaking of couch co-op, I got the Star Wars Battlefront beta and was thrilled to discover that there's couch co-op in that. So immediately, husband and I both grabbed controllers and we're like, ah, let's kill all the stormtroopers! We were so excited because, you know, so few games have it anymore that it was just really exciting. I was like, I don't care if this game is terrible. We're going to buy it when it comes out, just so we can play together. We're going to wait and find out, like, how much of that content there is. And read a couple of reviews, but we're probably going to buy it. We may even wait on Fallout to buy Battlefront. That's how excited we get about co-op.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I'm with you, man. Good couch co-op is so hard to find.
And it's like, so fun.
There's a handful of decent games out there besides the Lego games that you can play. Like, oh my God, I'm totally with you.
Yeah, and I mean, we're really good about, like, turning single-player experiences into multiplayer experiences, yeah. Because we'll sit there and we'll play together. I mean, that's our big thing with State of Decay, which I also played some this week. Again, I started on that because I'm stupid and addicted. You know, it's just really nice to pick up a game and find that somebody has remembered that occasionally people really play in person in their living room and they don't have two consoles because they're not rich. So that was great. And I would say that the beta is pretty good. It's none of the harder modes are available right now. Like, you can only play on normal difficulty. It's pretty easy. So I will be interested. I might just rent it. I don't know. But if we like it at all, we're going to buy it. And if it's a challenge. So we played that. That was fun. I finally, now that I have a new computer, got Civ 5. And so I had to play that immediately. Because I'm such a huge Civ fan. I played a little bit of Mario Maker at school. That was fun. That's one of the great things about studying games is sometimes you get to play games at school. Everybody should do it. I played 12 hours, and I played a little bit of Dragon Age Inquisition again. Always just a little bit because I just can't play a lot of it. I'm sorry. I think it kind of sucks. But that was me. That was what I did.
Cool. Sam? Well, I played Super Mario Maker, of course, and I wrote a bit about it for the blog because, well, we were going to play it in school, so I had to check it out. Then I played a little bit more afterwards because, you know, Super Mario Maker, you can make stuff, and then you can upload it. But only if you can beat it, which I think is a really cool mechanic that you can upload and share your levels, but you have to be able to clear the level before you can share it. So you can't make asshole levels that nobody can beat, including you, and then share them with the world. So that was pretty fun. I played more Lego Dimensions because, you know, Lego Dimensions. But I think we've talked about it before, so I'm not going to talk about it much more, but I love Lego Dimensions. That game is so much fun. And Charlotte's going to talk about it next, so I won't talk about it too much because I got other things to talk about. I'll blow through some other stuff pretty fast. I played some Her Story, finally. I don't know if I said that. I know, I'm just playing little bits of Her Story over and over again. Played a little Johann Sebastian Joust because I was introducing my kid to it. It's a lot of fun, but you know, kids are easy to knock over, so it's kind of hard to play.
You cheater.
I know, it's like,
the kids together to play it.
Fall down.
I want to come over and play.
Really, you and her are about the same size, Charlotte, so.
Well, so that would be pretty safe, right? Fairy Solitaire. I got really bored one night, and Fairy Solitaire was like $1 on Steam because I was going through my Steam library to see what I had and what I didn't have because I was looking for something in particular.
Oh my God, I've played so much Fairy Solitaire.
I remembered that when I bought it. I was like, oh, I remember Alex bought this game, and I talked about her when she bought it because it was called Fairy Solitaire. And I sat there and played like 3 hours of it.
I like it a lot. It's a good mind turn off thing.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And then the game that I have probably been playing most and have actually already finished, with the exception of the characters that you could add with amiibo cards, Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer. I played that game so much that I finished like the base game, plus added a couple of characters already to design things for with the amiibo cards and finished those. I probably have another 30 or 40-ish I know that's sad. It didn't sound bad until I said it. 30 or 40-ish Amiibo cards for it from Series 1, and there's going to be 100 in Series 1. I'm not buying 100. I'm done, maybe.
Oh, boy.
So I have those to add to the game and play. But, yeah, the base game I'm finished with. But I was, and it was fast. I mean, I know I've been playing a lot of it, but it was fast. When the credits started rolling, I was like, really? Credits? What the hell? And it was kind of amusing because I think I finished it the day after P finally earned her copy. Because in order to earn her copy, she had to write 30 little book reports to earn her copy of Happy Home Designer, because her mother's a bitch. So she finally earned her copy. She's like, you've been playing forever! And I was like, too bad! So, yeah. That's what I've been playing. What about you, Char?
Well, I've been playing Lego Dimensions. Not a whole lot this time, I don't think. But some, yeah. I think it's totally addicting, too, because for me it's addicting because I'm always excited to see what the next level is going to be.
Yes.
And I'm really excited right now because the next level for me is Portal, and that's the one that I bought the other set for.
Yay. Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how that works, although I suspect it's not going to be as exciting as I think, because I think I think what's going to happen, because I bought the Wizard of Oz one, mm-hmm. and that was the first level, and all it really meant was I had two witches, one on my side and one not so much.
Well, that's because she's just a kid, because you have three different levels of packs, right? You have the character pack.
Right. That's why I'm curious about it, because that one was just the character pack.
Yeah, so all you get is the character.
You get the Wicked Witch and the Flying Monkey, and this is an actual level pack, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. I haven't done it yet. But.
And then that'll be fun when they actually come out with the Wizard of Oz level.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you'll get Dorothy the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow. And, you know, P's already... And it's horrible because they show you when you get to that little world what the characters are going to look like for that one. So mm-hmm. when, like, P loves the Wizard of Oz. So when it came up, she was like, oh, my, we have to get that one. And I was like, you got $30? Because that's going to get real expensive real fast.
I think, though, because they're coming out in waves. And so we'll see what happens with the Portal, but... If it's a good level, then it might be almost worth it. I mean, it's still expensive, but you do get little Lego builds, and you get the minifigures, and then if you get another level...
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, that's going to be my... I'm just saying, like... I mean, I don't want all of them. Most of them I don't care about.
Yeah.
I wanted Portal, and I'm really interested in Ghostbusters, but... Like, I don't really need Back to the Future or...
No, Jurassic Park.
No, because yeah, I already have a whole game, right?
Yeah, like, none of those interest me. Me too.
I have a whole game of Jurassic World, so anyway. I don't know if that's going to be that bad. I mean, my bigger problem right now, is similar to your Amiibo problem, is I have become a little bit more obsessed with minifigures than I need to be.
My Amiibo problem got a whole lot worse unintentionally. Because we had bought this pack of, like, the big Lego, Super Mario Brothers wall stickers.
Yeah.
So we decorated one of our walls in our game room with the stickers. And then there was, like, two spots that there's, like, something missing. And I was like, what can we put there? And I was like, I don't want to put more stickers on the wall because that's just overkill. And then I was like, need two shelves with... all of the Mario Amiibos.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I filled out our
collection of Mario Amiibos. So now we have like all the Mario Amiibos except for the Yoshis, which don't come out until tomorrow.
I actually spend a lot of time doing something similar. I look at Lego room eye candy, like how people have it all set up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Because I don't have any room, you know. I'm renting anyway right now, but gosh, I just need like all the shelves. But
yeah.
The other thing I've been playing, I guess, is putting together my Halloween Legos, which has been a lot of fun. Because I got the haunted house like 3 years ago, and then I took it down after Halloween that year because it's really big. I don't know where to put it. So I rebuilt it, and it's just so beautiful. But I don't have anywhere to put it, so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a lot of fun.
Yay.
Like, it'll take up a lot of space. It really does. That's why I want, like, I want a wall full of adjustable shelving so I can adjust it according to size, and but probably I need to have a house for that.
That might be nice.
So that's what I've been playing. I've mostly been building with Lego because the haunted house it took a while to rebuild, but it's done and it's beautiful. It's in the living room. I'm looking at it right now.
She's gonna have like spotlights beaming down on Legos.
It's probably my favorite set because it combines two of my most favorite things, which is Halloween and Lego.
Mm-hmm. You know what I really want?
A lot with that, so
I really want the Scooby-Doo Mystery Mansion.
I have that. It's up. It's so awesome.
And it's so cute because I keep saying I want it. And P was like, I'm going to put it on my Christmas list for Santa. We'll bring it for you.
He's like, yeah, that's how it works, honey. I mean, it's totally how it works. Totally. But, yeah.
All right, Bianca, what you playing, darling?
Yeah, I've been playing a couple of things. I played Her Story. So, yeah, because Alicia and I have been talking about it a lot. So that's been really good. It's so good. And I also just really like that it's allowed Alicia and me to have really cool conversations.
Yay!
Lots of fascinating things, too. So, been thinking about that a lot. I also got Walking Dead Season 1. Because it was on sale on Amazon, and I wanted to think about how girlhood is constructed in that game.
Oh, wow. We could have good conversations about that, too, if you'd like.
Oh, absolutely. I would love that.
Yay!
So productive. So that and a haircut was my birthday present to myself. So
good choices.
Thanks. And then I've also been playing a lot of Splendor because a few podcasts ago, Alex recommended that one, and so I went out and bought it immediately. And Alex and I have been playing that while watching episodes of X-Files, and it's really good to be playing it right now because we're now on the, like, shitty seasons of X-Files, but we're trying to get through it before the reboot happens in January.
So what did you think of the game?
I love it. It's so good. I kick his ass, like, almost every time. So, another reason why I like it.
I've got a couple more good two-player games that I'll recommend to you later.
Yes, please.
Yes.
All of them.
Me too.
I love that. It's really nice to be able to, you know, because we're so busy, so it's nice to be able to sit down and play something together. So I really like these two-player suggestions from you. Keep them coming.
I like it, because otherwise you, like, come home, and you eat, and then you sit there and watch TV.
Yeah.
And, like, play on your iPads, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why I like having a board game. Like, it feels like you're actually doing something together instead of just, like, zoning out on screen time.
Exactly. And in this case, what we're doing together is I am kicking his ass, so...
Which is so much better.
Yes. Competition. It's fierce in this household. so that's pretty much what I've been doing lately. That and cleaning my house because my parents are coming to visit. So I'm going to play Until Dawn with them when they come visit, because the last time they came to visit, I was doing Alien Isolation, and my mom is a big fan of the Alien series, and she never really, like, watched me play games before or anything, and she knew that I was doing this research, but this was the first time where she actually kind of saw what the process kind of is and what video games are doing, and she was like, oh, wow, this is terrifying and cool. That I really like what you're doing, Bianca. Great job. So it was nice to be able to, like, again, kind of like playing games with Alex is super fun, and I really like bringing my parents into it too because they get really excited about this thing that they don't really know a lot about. And so it's just kind of fun, a fun family experience for me. So I'm going to play Until Dawn with my parents, and my dad's going to get super squeamish because he hates anything scary.
That's so cute.
He's adorable. Dave Batty, shout out to Dave Batty. He's the man.
Cool. Well, what about reading? Is anybody reading interesting things right now?
No.
I mean, Bianca and I were reading some stuff, but I don't recommend it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're academics. We don't read.
We read a lot. That's the problem. None of it is stuff that nobody else
That is the problem.
I am reading the third book of Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
I read those.
Oh. Yeah. I'm loving it.
I think they're okay. They're like they're a little too nice for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are very nice. I loved the first one. The second one I thought was only okay, and I'm loving the third one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're good. I enjoyed them.
You already read the third one?
I'd have to look at my Kindle. I don't really remember. Oh,
it just came out this month, so you probably
won't. I haven't.
It's really good because the house is, well, it's a haunted house, and I love haunted houses. Mm-hmm. And the house is its own character. And that's why the second one was kind of not as good to me because the character of the house was gone. And I'm really liking the third one. I don't know.
I'll have to check it out again.
Lots of fun.
Cool. Here's the fun part. What you drinking? Alicia? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that it's National Wine Day.
Oh.
So everyone should be drinking wine.
Crap.
I'm not even drinking wine.
You need to pause. Let me go look in my fridge.
Wine for National Wine Day.
Oh.
So is this a Facebook invented holiday that's not?
Isn't everything?
Yes. I'm pretty sure that Christmas is now sponsored by Facebook.
At least they're not like, celebrating the genocide of an entire people, okay? Yeah. Like, it's just some wine.
Okay.
Well, shit, I'm not drinking wine.
Columbus Day.
I'm really bad about it.
I think we knew what you meant.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
Just the way you said it made me giggle. Not a giggle thing, but you know what happened.
I'm kidding now.
I think I'm killing Bianca.
Oh, Bianca's fine. She just does that.
Yeah, I'm just rebooting. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, I am drinking a Goose Island Honkers Ale. Yeah. It's so good. And it's the last one of this six pack, and I'm really sad. But I have to say, I want to say this now because it was amazing and it's gone. There's a bar here that changes out the beer frequently, and they had, not long ago, pineapple cider. And it was possibly the greatest thing I've ever put into my mouth.
What bar is that?
The pint.
And she didn't tell me until it was gone.
I didn't know it was gone. We were going to go.
Oh, my God. That sounds good.
It was so good. So if you ever, and they don't sell it anywhere in here. I did like the beer finder thing, and I was really mad. But it's like California something brewery pineapple cider. If you get a chance, put it in your face.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that. Put it in your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Alicia Garabinas, 2015. Put it in your house.
Just put it in your house.
I'm putting it on Twitter.
All right, Bianca, what are you drinking?
I am just drinking a Sierra Nevada. I had to get some regular beer for my dad. So I stole one of his beers that I bought him. So he gets a 5-pack and not a 6-pack. So.
You know, 5 is better than 0. So yeah. I feel like he should be grateful.
And he doesn't really drink that much either, but like when he and Alex hang out and talk about music stuff, like they love, that's when he'll drink a beer because he wants to be like Mr. Cool Guy. Drinking a beer and talking about Miles Davis and shit.
Aww.
Yeah.
Your parents sound fucking adorable, I just have to say.
I'm very lucky to have them, that is for sure.
Well, you know what's funny is my mom hates beer, like, with the fire of 1,000 suns.
So like you then.
Ha, ha, ha. You can suck it.
Which doesn't, it doesn't mean what you think it means. It's not sexist.
Sam, I really feel like it's kind of ableist.
That might be.
Okay.
That would be nice.
Anyway, your mother doesn't like beer, and...
So I'm usually safe when she comes to visit because, you know, my beard doesn't get touched. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny is that when she was here last time, it must have been summer, like late summer, and I had a bunch of ciders because I was, like, buying cider all the time because that was when I was going through my fruit beer kick, so between the ciders
and... I kept bringing cider to your house, too.
Yeah, but I didn't like your ciders.
Well,
that's why they were here.
Put it in your face.
No, I didn't drink your cider. But so I was a lot of ciders and the lemonades and the root beers and all that other stuff that I was buying. And she discovered that she liked ciders, right? And she wasn't, like, drinking the cheap ciders, but she was drinking, like, the spendy ciders where you get, like, 1 for $12. Bucks. I was like, can you get up out of my cider?
That's hilarious.
That is pretty good.
My mom buys those little tiny beers of Coors Light that have, like, 2 sips in them.
Oh, my God.
And then she's like, I drink too much.
Well, I could drink 47 of those, too. Really. The size of the... That's why I buy boxed wine now. So I don't feel bad for about myself.
I mean, those little tiny beers. I mean, like, what is the point?
I don't get it. Like, I got plenty. So she's coming, so I'm gonna have to hide my cider. No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna have to buy more cider.
While you're out, give me some.
Tonight I am actually, and I blame Alicia for this.
I do.
Because that night I sent you guys out that I was like, buy beer, and you came back with the 312s. And then the other stuff. And so I've been addicted to 312 ever since.
You're so good. I mean, that's my go-to for, like, when I don't want anything that has a particularly strong flavor. Or if I can't decide, I'll get the 312. Because it's a nice, like, unassuming chill beer. But it's got a smooth, you know, wheaty flavor.
Yeah, it is. It's a wheat ale. So
I think it's awful.
What?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You like, though, the fucking terrible lie shandies, though, so I don't trust you. We used to be beer bros, but now we're beer enemies.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't like it. It's not good.
Doesn't need to be so all or nothing. Jesus.
Right.
We used to be a beer bros.
Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's not good.
No one said it wasn't good.
She did! She said it's not good.
I don't like it.
Well, fucking eat, Charlie.
we're gonna have to resolve this, ladies, with a fight. Massive beer fight. Tasting
fight.
Or fight.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, come back to Lafayette for a weekend.
Sold. Okay. And I will school all of you guys on ciders. We had so much fun when I was there, except Sam wussed out.
I know.
But I think I got a lot of my beer taste from Alex, so I'm not sure this is going to go in your favor.
Well, then I'll just drink all the things that like totally in my favor.
That's how I measure graduate students who are under me. Beer.
Okay, Alex.
Well, grad school's hard. Drink more. It's true.
Okay, Alex Lane.
What?
You were here one night. You were here one night when you came.
Yeah, I know.
So you can't blame me for not being accessible to you.
No.
Anyway, so speaking of ciders.
I love ciders.
Speaking of ciders, I was, a couple of our grad students went up to Michigan for fall break and brought me back ciders, but then the person who was supposed to bring them to me on campus had the nerve to get sick.
Don't
so I didn't
that.
Get my cider, but that's okay, because I'm going to Michigan myself tomorrow, and I will bring cider. Yes, what are you drinking, darling? Yes,
what are you drinking, darling?
I am drinking Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale,
Grody,
which is my favorite pumpkin beer.
And so that brings us to the issue of the week. Well, it's not really an issue this week, but we thought with Halloween approaching, it would be fun to talk about some scary stuff. So we figured we'd talk about some scary films, some scary games, some interesting Halloween costumes and the cosplay, both interesting good and interesting bad.
Can we talk about the time that Sam made me play PT without telling me how fucking horrifying it was?
I told you it was scary.
I'm really glad I that did. The stream didn't work very well that night because I was literally weeping.
She was. It didn't occur to me until I looked over, because she was like screaming the whole time, but I was watching the screen, and then I look over and she's crying.
Oh no.
I felt like a heel.
That was the day that Sam and I stopped being friends. So if you sense any tension, that was it. It was that day. I hate her. She sucks.
Yeah, I felt bad, but it was too late then, so it wasn't really too much I could do about it.
So she just decided to enjoy it, like, fuck it. Yay, Alicia's crying because some of the things in the game really upset her. It's cool, it's funny.
Oof, cold.
I know. I'm not that cold of a
person. I'm not.
Oh, she's the worst.
It never occurs to me, because scary games are never scary to me. They never bother me.
But it wasn't that. It wasn't that. Okay, it was partly scariness, because y'all know by now that I, like, freak out. Anybody who was there, like, when I was playing White Knight, the tiniest thing will make me like, ah! But it was also the content of that game, and the particular or playable trailer was a big no.
I have to know then, Sam, have you played the Doctor Who part of Lego yet?
No.
Okay.
I want to. Oh. I have been so crazy busy between school stuff, my kids' school stuff, and other stuff that we're working on, vague booking in a podcast, that I haven't had time to play much of anything.
Well, I'm just asking because I'm like you. I don't usually get scared at anything, really, even horror movies. But I was really freaked out.
By a Lego game? Don't believe it.
Yes. Was it the Angels? Gosh, it's not just me, though. I mean, like, Reddit's talking about it, too.
All right. So
it's
when
a
we're
little
done,
over-the-top scary for Lego.
When we're done with this, I'm going to play.
Yeah, you do that.
After my kid goes
let me know.
She's on fall break, so she's like, I'm never going to sleep. She probably in there passed out in the middle of the game room floor now.
But I played it in the middle of the day, and I'm not young, and I'm pretty desensitized to horror stuff because I watch it all the time.
Oh,
and I was still like, what the fuck?
See, that's the thing. I watch tons of horror movies. That's one of the things that Terry and I do is like a couple times a hobby, especially because he loves horror movies. The shittier, the better. We've watched so many fucking bad horror movies, you guys. It's terrible. But I like really scary ones. Like I look at all the lists that are like the actually scary horror movies, and I watch all that shit. And I've watched hundreds of horror movies, and I've played tons of scary games, and I've read tons of scary books, and I've gone to tons of scary haunted houses, and everything freaks me out. It's the worst.
I'm the exact same way, man.
Oh my god, I get so like, and Terry will jump out at me sometimes when we're in the middle of a movie, and I swear one of these times I'm going to pee myself on the sofa, and he's going to feel really bad because I'm going to make his ass clean it up.
I am actually super jealous.
That's why I love
jealous.
That horror shit, though. Like, it freaks me out. Like, I screamed so many times last night when we were watching that Insidious 3. I was like, but I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I love it too, but I'm so desensitized. I wish that I could get freaked out more. So
I was gonna say, I think that that's what it was, is because as a like a teenager and as like a young adult, as a college kid, my high school friends and I, we would still get together once we went away to college, like during breaks, and we would have these horror movie film festivals, mm-hmm. and it would be so funny that we would like watch like, you know, 5 Freddy Krueger movies all in like one day. Uh-huh. And just like crazy shit like that. And then they would call me the next day and be like, what the fuck? I had this worst nightmare last night. It was like, we were walking down the street and you were like, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Let's keep going. And we walked around the corner and there was Freddy Krueger. And I turned around and looked at you and said, damn, Sam, look, you got us killed. I mean, stuff like that.
I will
and like
say, though,
all the Hellraisers and all that shit just never, ever bothered me. The one thing that bothered me, Silence of the Lambs. I will never forget that shit. I had a bunch of friends over, and we made all the food from Silence of the Lambs, right? So and
wait,
we would drink
brains. Like that guy's a cannibal.
Like,
what do you mean?
No. Like, well, not brains, but we made like Italian food. So we had Chianti, and then we had fava beans, and so we were like, it was fun. We used to do that shit all the time.
People's livers.
It was really weird. Like, we would watch, like, all the Godfather movies and have these huge, obscenely large Italian, like, buffet meals. It was crazy. And then we would just all day long just eat and watch movies.
We used to do that with, like, the Game of Thrones movies and stuff, or whatever, like, make that style of food.
See? That kind
of
stuff.
I want to watch movies.
It's kind of hard to watch TV, guys.
So I mean,
look, It's fun.
It's part of the fun, right? It's getting into the atmosphere. But like, so we watched Silence of the Lambs, and we were at my apartment, and I walked. And then when it was over, I walked everybody down because I lived on the second floor. Walked everybody down
the doors.
Turned around, walked back upstairs. Noticed I had left my apartment door open.
No.
I stood outside my apartment door for like 10 minutes weeping because I was absolutely positive that Hannibal Lecter was in there waiting to kill me.
Oh, you know what's funny though? That happens to me all the time. Like, basically that every time I watch a movie.
Yep.
Well,
I always have to turn my health alarm on after we watch a movie.
I'm having a similar experience with Buffy. Not that it's really scary, but I've watched so much of it like all at once.
Yeah.
And now when I go outside at night, I'm pretty sure the vampires are going to get me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to tell this one story really quickly because it was probably the scariest thing that ever happened to me. So those of you who are here probably know about it or were here, Alex. So, I mean, if you pay attention, the corn maze, Exploration Acres, they do the haunted corn maze every year, right, at night?
Mm-hmm.
So the first year that we were here, we went to that. We had a babysitter, we went. And, you know, I guess they thought it was funny that I was so jumpy because one guy picked us out and he started following us through the maze. But he would, like, cut through the corn and shit and, like, come up right behind us. So awesome. He's huge. I mean, like 6'5", enormous, creepy guy in a mask and, like, a flannel shirt. And Terry's the same height as I am, so, you know, it's not like he's an enormous dude or anything. And this guy followed us for, like, 15 minutes.
No.
Yes.
No.
And he would just appear out of the corn. And it got to the point where I was like, okay, not only is this scary, but what if he doesn't actually work for them?
Oh, God.
And finally, I was like, Terry, we have to go. I cannot do this anymore. Like, again, I was on the verge of tears. I was so terrified. Like, this guy was not an actual employee and was really going to fucking kill us.
Oh my god. Are we on the topic? Because I have a scary story too.
Yes, tell it. Yes.
Okay, so
I have to say the corn maze one real quick because it's just real quick.
Do it.
Okay, do it. But we went with a friend who's a runner, and I have never seen her run so fast. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. I don't know if I could do a corn maze. Okay, so I have two. Yeah. One was when I was a little girl, we lived in this house that 100% was haunted, right?
Oh my god, me and too! When I was little, yeah, I was so terrified.
There was no windows in it, and, like, it was creepy, and I always had, like, night... And I have night terrors and, like, night hallucinations. Like, I have my whole life.
No Sam windows?
Knows all about them. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so when I was little, I was sitting at my house, and... I, like, was kind of half sleepy, and I woke up, and I saw this, like, black figure, and it, like, was wearing a top hat.
Like, well, it's gotta be black.
The outline of it, right? And it started and I was, like, covered my, like, I tried to scream, but, like, no sound came out, right? Like, it was one of those things, and so I was, like, sitting there trying to scream at the top of my lungs, like, basically shitting my pants as a little girl. Anyway, so really, really scary. I'd never told anybody about it, and then I was in high school, and we were talking about ghost stories in one of my classes, and a friend of mine was like, my only ghost encounter was at Alex's house. She said, I had a sleepover, was sleeping in the basement, I woke up, and I saw this figure with, like, this black figure with a top hat running towards me,
it's
and I was like,
Babadook.
The Babadook!
Yes!
So anyway, so there's that. The other thing is I'm reading these books called they're called like different things but 411, and it's this guy who's been tracking for like 200 years people who disappear in state forests, and most of them either are never found or they're found but they're found with no shoes. And their clothes will be on, like, backwards or something, right? And it's happened. They happen in these little pockets. And he traces all of these different... He has, like, four books just of stories that are put together from newspaper clippings and police reports and stuff from state forests. And, like, there'll be ones, like, this guy was in the Swiss Alps. And he's found, like, in 8 hours, like, 100 miles from where he was, but with no shirt on and no shoes. That's people are never found without shoes. And so he like goes through all these different theories. This one like little kid was found with no shoes in a bush after like 8 hours, and he's like, my grandma was there and she had sparks shooting out of her head and she wanted me to poop on this paper and I said I didn't want to, and then I woke up in the bush. Like, crazy shit, right? And so there's all these theories about like, well, what is it? Is it like demons? Is it Bigfoot? Because like the dogs can't track these people. Like, a lot of them are either super smart or like brain surgeons or, like, you know, mentally handicapped people that like, go missing, and they or little kids, and they show up in places that would be literally impossible for them to have walked to, that, like, experienced hikers couldn't get to. Like, their bodies are found there or whatever, or they're found, like, alive, just, like, confused. And I don't know. Anyway, it's... I'm reading about all these all over the world in the United States right now, and it's, like, the creepiest shit. Like, there's ones where, like, even, like live next to a swamp, and they're always happened by water. That's one of the theories is, like, well, when do you take your shoes off? Well, when you go into the water, right? So something, like, might be calling. Anyway, so...
See, that's the kind of shit I wouldn't fuck with, because that's too much... That's, like, psychological horror. That's, like Hannibal Lecter that had me standing outside my apartment crying. I'm not fucking with that, because anything that can happen is just a little too much.
Yeah, missing 411. I'm gonna give you guys the link. But so anyway, I bought two of the books, and a friend of mine bought two of the books, and we've been reading them together, and it is like legit stuff. And the guy like never really explains what he thinks it is. He just is like, these are just the facts. And there's all these theories, of course, about what it is. But it's really, really freaky.
This sounds like it's right up my alley, so yes.
Well, you should read these books. Sarah, I just sent you the link.
I'll be looking into it. Yeah, thanks.
And he did like a 2-hour podcast that was just so good, too. There's thousands and thousands of people that go missing in state forests like this exact same way.
Alicia.
Road trip murder.
What did you... no!
Keep your shoes on.
So yeah, that's the joke now, is don't ever take off your shoes. No matter what, when you're out in the state forest, don't take
your shoes off. Don't take off your shoes.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember when I thought this was
we camp in State Forest all the time. That's kind of like.
Well, maybe you shouldn't.
I'm just gonna stay home forever.
I mean, it's fun though.
With everything blocked and all my homemade zombie weapons that my son likes to create by my side.
What's funny is my kid loves scary shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, does too.
She's like, you know, because you know they have like the little episodes of R.L. Stine's Goosebumps,
oh,
and
yeah.
then
oh,
they yeah. made the they made the teenage version called The Haunting Hour.
Yep. Yeah.
Those are
actually really good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they can be scary, right? Because she's like, yeah, Goosebumps, that shit's not scary. She was like, I want to watch The Haunting Hour. Mm-hmm. So she watches The Haunting Hour ones now because, you know, that's just, she's like, I need the hardcore stuff.
Oh, pee.
And then she'll sleep in my bed for a week.
Oh, God. I teach a video game class right now, and we had horror game day, like last weekend or 2 weekends ago. And we played a bunch of like scary games or whatever, but one of the ones we played was, Slender Man. You guys have played Slender Man, of course.
I haven't.
Not scary. Okay, let me say this first. I'm teaching a games, narrative, and culture class next semester. I need a super scary game because I'm going to try my damnedest to book that fucking sensory deprivation room and make people play in there.
Okay, no! so here was the deal with Slender Man. So I've played it before, and I never thought it was scary, right? I thought it was so stupid. And so I'm playing, and there's like several other people in the room, and like two of them are really fucking scared. Like, from the moment the game starts, they're terrified. And so the girl is, like, sitting next to me, like, holding onto my arm. And whenever Slender Man pops up, she, like, jumps and she screams. And it gets to the point where, like, I'm scared because she's, like, screaming and, like, jumping. And then, like, so she jumps and screams. Then I jump and scream. And then everybody jumps and screams. And because it was, like, this communal thing where we were all, like, freaking out, it actually became really scary. So you might be good with that.
I don't know. Sam, I'm not taking your class if you're going to put us in the sensory deprivation room. And I don't want to be in group screaming and nope.
I do it. That sounds like fun.
You can take my place that day. You can play the role of Alicia.
Yeah. Okay.
Bummer. Gonna be fun.
I'm getting old. I'm gonna have a heart attack. You guys are gonna feel really badly.
I don't think they will.
You know, you asshole.
You guys gotta read these 411 books, though, man. Nothing's gonna
scare you.
That
does sound
like
really
that.
Interesting. I like that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll creep the shit out of me, but I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about the movies that you guys do like that you do recommend? I really do want to make this list of, like, NYMG recommends movies for you to watch.
I got a couple good ones. They're some of the old Stephen King movies from, like, the 90s that were on TV. Mm-hmm. So, like, Rose Red. Rose Red. It's a haunted mansion story.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very good. Like, a professor who does paranormal things, like, goes in there with a group of psychics to, like,
I remember
try
that.
And it's really, really good. And then Storm of the Century is one that's absolutely fabulous. It's probably one of my favorite scary movies of all time, with, like, a demon that comes in kind of like, have you ever heard of Croatoan?
Yes.
Okay, so this is like the Croatoan story, where like whole villages disappear and they just find the word Croatoan, like, carved into a tree in the middle of a village. This like has happened once to an island in like back in Columbus's day, and then in India it happened once. But anyway, it's like a take on the Croatoan story. So this town, this island is cut off from the rest of the world in a snowstorm, and they're visited by a demon. But the demon's like a dude. Like, he's not like all stupid looking. And he gives them a choice they have to make, or they're all going to disappear like those other villages. So it's really, really good.
What's that one called again?
It's called Storm of the Century.
Okay.
And you can't stream it, but you can get the DVD for like a dollar.
Hmm.
They did something similar in movies on. They did something similar in Vanishing on 7th Street, right? But I haven't seen that. I've just heard about it.
I haven't seen it, yeah. But that one, those are
it's a popular story to be made into to horror films.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, horror films that really hold up but are not scary are the Hellraiser movies.
Oh, those are really good, but they're just creepy.
I love the Hellraiser movies.
It's sort of icky.
Yes, they are very icky. If you are icked out by the grotesque, then Hellraiser is not for you. Because it's very graphic.
I don't mind grotesque, but I need that psychological horror.
Mm. It kind of is too, because it's all about curses and
I like that.
Yeah.
I like haunted house stories a lot.
I do too. I like everything. I made a list and it's all over the place. And some of them are scary and some of them are not scary and some of them are older and some of them are newer.
Haunted house movies. Because I just sit there and go, why didn't you just leave?
I know.
Every time Carrie and I watch one of those movies around the beginning, I'm like,
That's what I was saying last night. I had like a sweatshirt over my eyes a little bit, and I'm like, nope.
There was that Chris Rock bit several years ago.
The one was like when the wall started bleeding, the house goes, get out! And they're like, pack your shit, we're leaving.
No, that would be me. I'd be like, nope.
I'm out.
I'm not gonna try to like fight the spirit or anything. I'm gonna be like,
I'm not gonna wait for my kid to get sucked into the TV.
I'm gonna moonwalk out of there.
Like. Those sheep. I'm out.
Okay, but. You know, there's a movie that consistently comes up as part of, like, a haunted house or psychological horror. And because I do read these lists, and this is how, because we've run out of horror movies to watch, this is how I keep coming up with stuff. And it's constantly recommended. Terry and I watched it, and we hated it. And to hear so many people like it, so I wonder if any of you have seen it. House of the Devil?
No.
Oh.
It's Ty West.
Oh,
it's
one of those
that's, like, supposed to be.
It's such a great movie.
What, you like it?
Yeah, I do.
What's it called?
House of the Devil. Why do you like it? I find it extraordinarily boring. Like, I get the artsy thing, what he's doing. He's recreating certain eras of filmmaking, and it's great, and it's really well done on a technical level. But I did not care. I kept waiting for something to happen, and nothing happened, and then the thing did happen, and it was kind of dumb, I thought, and then I really didn't give a shit.
I thought it was fine, but no more than fine.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I didn't
want
to cut my throat open after watching it, but. It was,
but yeah, like not in the top five horror movies ever, according to every list by every person who's ever made a list.
Because it's artsy.
I guess. I mean, I like artsy stuff. I'm a snob.
Uh huh.
Charlotte, why did you like it? Defend your choice.
Now.
I just liked it. I don't know. I never said it was the top five of all horror movies. I just thought I enjoyed watching it.
Well, it's just point now. I've come across it on so many lists that now I get angry. Like, I didn't hate it when I watched it, but now it just pisses me off. I'm like, well, fuck this list. They've recommended House of the Devil.
Yeah, we watched it. I thought it was totally fine.
That's a rousing recommendation. It was fine.
It's fine.
But, like, the thing is, like, when you get on Netflix, and you guys all know this, I'm quite sure, and you get to the list of horror movies, like, they're really slim pickings.
Oh,
so, like, Fine is pretty good. Like, tolerable, we made it through, and the acting wasn't so terrible, and the graphics so terrible that we had to quit. Like, that's pretty good for a horror movie on Netflix at this point.
I mean, you should see my recommended films on these because of the garbage that Terry watches. Because there's the stuff that we watch together, and then there's the low-budget terrible, horrible at every level crappy shit that he watches like while he's doing homework. And it's ruined all of my recommendations on every kind of media streaming platform ever. I like log in and it's like, you might enjoy Zombievers. And I'm like, no, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, Zombievers, man. Get that off my fucking Netflix.
I'm like, no, it's not for me.
So someone, I was just not looking at Facebook, and one of my friends posted this thing, what's an actual scary movie that I can watch? And someone recommended, and it was liked a bunch of times, The Strangers.
I think The Strangers is pretty
Is that the one with Nicole
scary.
Kidman?
No.
It's Liv Tyler.
The Others.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty...
The Others is okay.
It's pretty scary because it's one of those things that's not outside of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is some shit that could go down if you just happen to get singled out, and that's the kind of shit that scares me the most because you're like, fuck.
That is true. You know what's a good one? Pan's Labyrinth.
Pan's Labyrinth is really good.
Yeah, I watched Pan's Labyrinth for the first time thinking that shit was a kid's movie.
No.
I didn't watch it with a kid. I watched it by myself.
Oh, God. That movie is
when I went to see The Ring in the theater,
yeah,
many, many years ago, obviously, there was a family sitting behind us who thought that they had bought tickets for The Lord of the Rings because they were dumb, and they had their four-year-old with them. And they stayed!
No!
So the whole time, and this movie actually does scare me. I don't know why. I can
That's
watch
like
it and I'm leopard. Like, it shouldn't be scary, but it does scare me. And the whole time, there's this kid behind me going, don't go up the ladder. I'm like, what? Like, leave with your child. It was so terrifying.
That kid is scarred for life.
Yeah, that kid is now about 15 and is fucked up in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Poor kid.
Mm.
But yeah, just this little voice every now and then. No.
That's really, really
That's horrible. That's worse than the movie.
Dark Skies. That one was really good, I thought. Mm. That was a new one.
I thought it was pretty good.
I liked it because they busted through the alarm system on the house.
Yeah. Did any of you guys see Mama?
No.
Mama's good.
Mm. Yeah, see, I don't like shit that fuck with kids.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of that game we talked about before, but it's really good. I really liked it. I don't usually like stuff that fucks with kids either. But another one on my list is The Children, and it's a horrifying, scary child movie. Mm. What about French horror? There's a bunch of like wild, unbelievable French horror. Like Inside?
Has anyone seen that movie? I haven't seen it, so this is why I'm asking. A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night?
No, but I was just looking at that.
Yeah, it's on my queue.
Yeah, mine too. I really want to watch that one.
Me too. We should all watch it together and get back and talk about it. Not together.
That's a good idea.
Like over a week. Yeah.
I'm into that.
Sold.
I bet you guys can't guess what my favorite genre of horror movie is.
What's that?
Really? Nobody can guess?
Zombies?
Yeah.
I was going to say zombies.
Yeah.
Do you like zombie horror movies that are like jokes?
It depends on how they're... Yeah. I mean, like, Shaun of the Dead, obviously,
mm-hmm.
is
fucking amazing. Hate it.
What?
Hated it.
What?
Worthless.
I love that.
Literally the worst movie ever made, objectively, by critical standards.
Oh. Who's critical
standards? You can't defend that. How do you defend that?
I don't know. I hated it.
I'm tweeting about you.
That's fine. Everybody's leaving Twitter now, haven't you heard?
Oh, yes, because Twitter's dying.
Twitter's dying.
Yeah, I saw that.
No.
We got the memo.
I fuck you, though, Alex. That movie's a great movie. But I do, my favorite is the original Night of the Living Dead.
Yes. Yeah.
Always classic forever. And I really like 28 Days Later.
Mm-hmm.
I hated that movie.
What?
28 Days. I saw that shit at the theater, and I was like, are you kidding me?
I loved it.
It's great. Fucking fast zombies are the most terrifying thing in the
universe. Fast zombies are terrifying.
Fast zombies can't do shit about that.
No, you can't.
What do? You fucking die.
You die. Yeah.
Peace.
That's exactly what you do.
Die.
Like, World War Z was terrible, but
those zombies climb in the wall.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Or I Am Legend, when the zombie's throwing himself at the glass case.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
No, it's not a good movie. Objectively, by critical standards. I mean, it's like Shaun of the Dead.
I just mean that as a good scene.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because those are the things where you're like, fuck, there's nothing I can do. And really, for me, like the fun of like a horror movie is you're like, I could probably make better decisions and survive. And then you get to like that next level shit where you're like, everyone is fucked forever. No one can get out of this. What do you do?
That's so true. Man. I'm gonna watch a horror movie tonight now. I don't have to get up early. Sorry. I know you guys are so overworked.
I know. I really want to watch a horror movie now too, and I'm not gonna get to, and everyone sucks.
See, whenever Halloween time rolls around, I just wanna watch The Witches. Because Angelica Houston
is
The Witches.
So wonderful.
It is a really
good Hocus Pocus is the movie I want to watch.
Yes, I always watch that one, too.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag confessions, I've never seen Hocus Pocus.
Me either.
Really? It's really good. I don't know, though, if you would like it at this point. Like, for me, it's super nostalgic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I figure eventually I might watch it with the kids.
Bianca and I are the same age, so there we go.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
It's payback. Now they calling your ass old.
You will.
Shut up.
We're not. Also, by the way. But
what about? Have you guys ever seen? Speaking of movies that skew a little bit to the funny, but not super funny. Have you ever seen Ginger Snaps?
No.
I thought you guys were like self-professed horror fans. Every time I bring something up, you're like,
funny horror movies. It's I hate it.
Funny necessarily. It's got some funny moments.
It's even if it's like trying to like play with the genre in a quirky way, I want to throw up on myself.
But the interesting thing that this one does is it compares female sexuality in coming of age to becoming a monster.
Well, that
you in particular would probably really like it.
Yeah, God, I'm blowing it.
Ginger Snaps,
that
man.
Is... I have so many tabs open on my computer right now.
I'm cataloging
everything. One of them is the missing 411, because you will not fucking sleep tonight.
Okay, so here's a question. Because we talked about books and we talked about movies. What is your scariest video game ever?
I already answered this one.
For me, it's Outlast, playing in the middle of the night. In Hevelon Hall, when Alex fucking comes up and scares the shit out of me.
By the way, I was checking on you because I thought you got murdered by the homeless Hevelon guy, but whatever.
I'm just telling you, I was fucking scared.
Let's not demonize the homeless Hevelon guy.
Well, he was just inherently demonized because she was playing demon games. That wasn't my fault.
I went down the hall by myself in a dark room, and I was playing a game with a lot of jump scares. And Alex shows up out of nowhere.
I just like pop my head in.
Hey!
I can vouch for her, Charlotte. She was genuinely worried about you. She was like, we haven't seen Charlotte in a while. Somebody should go check on her.
I just wanted to play in the dark. And that was fine. And then I screamed. Yep, I did.
I have that on Steam, and I haven't played it yet, and I was thinking of saving it for the marathon. And
well, you should totally do it in the middle of the night in the grad lounge, away from everybody else.
When Alex is there.
Yeah. Alex is good. Have somebody come down the hall and scare me.
Yeah.
But I think it's an extreme, and I should just terrorize myself.
So Outlast, huh?
I think it's the only time I've ever actually screamed, like literally screamed. While playing a game.
When I was in middle school, date myself, when I was in middle school, I played Resident Evil 2, and a friend of mine and I stayed up for, like, a weekend straight playing it, until we beat it. It was one of the first games like that that I ever beat. And I had out loud nightmares about it for a fucking week. Like, it was wow. It was like my first introduction to that type of game. They had those like weird blood demon things that like came at you from the ceiling out of nowhere. I screamed out loud at that game. I was like horrified when I played that. So
since Alex just dated herself by saying she was in middle school when Resident Evil 2 came out,
I know
the last game that actually frightened me, and I was a grown ass woman living on my own with a real job, was Resident Evil.
that was scary though.
It was when those fucking demon dogs.
Yep.
Jumped through the window at the end of the hall.
Yup.
I spilled my beer and screamed.
I spilled my chocolate milk. Just kidding, I was drinking beer then. I spilled my weed bowl.
You get on that Doctor Who level and let me know.
Mm-hmm. I will. I used to play that game with my friend Patrick.
Yep.
And he and I would, like, be drinking beer, and that was still when I smoked, so we'd be sitting up smoking, drinking mm-hmm. beer, and playing Resident Evil. Like, we would be sitting there, and, like, in the dark with the lights turned out.
Yep.
And the first time those fucking zombie dogs jumped through the window, I screamed and knocked everything over.
But think about it though, we didn't have played out horror game conventions yet. That was the first time we saw graphics like that.
Yes.
Like all of that was new. It was totally new to me.
And you expected zombies, but who the fuck was waiting on a zombie dog?
Nobody. not too long after that, because it would be, 10, 12 years ago. I was playing Fatal Frame 2, and that one scared me. Because, ghosts, man, trip me out. and it was one of those where, like, the ambiance was really good, so you would know something was about to happen, so you would try to prepare for it, and then you weren't prepared when it actually happened, and you'd be like, shit!
And I love when they do that.
Dumb, which is dumb. Don't play in the dark.
Oh, I really want to tear the shit out of myself. I gotta say, though, that, like, when I was playing Splendor with my students, because they were all so freaked out, that really did scare me.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. The, like, communal, collective...
But, yeah, because I was like, maybe I should be scared. Yeah, because I played it by myself. I thought it was so stupid.
Yeah, that game did not scare me.
I wanted to play in the dark, though. I mean, that's why I ended up down the hall in Himalayan, because you want to play Outlast in the dark? Who plays that in the daytime?
I get it.
I was trying to get y'all to turn the lights off, and y'all were like, no.
Probably because we were scared.
Well, we weren't playing scary games. We were like, if we turn the lights off, everybody going to fall asleep. Game.
How am I going to find my Cheetos?
Okay, so I didn't
That's why I went by myself.
I didn't like the game, and I remember we talked about it on the podcast, and there were a lot of feelings. But I will say that The Evil Within had some just horrifying, gross, kind of gory, yucky scares. And some jump scares.
Yeah.
It. I thought about it for a while afterwards, and not just because I didn't much like the game. But there was a lot of like, ugh.
That was so disappointing, though. I was so excited about it.
There are a lot of people who do like it. But I'm not.
I want to like it. I'm going to try again with optimism someday.
Well, I rented Until Dawn like a week ago, and it's still sitting in there on my couch.
I want to play that so bad. Come on.
I want to play that too.
I just want to play it.
I might want to return that shit before they charge me for it.
They probably have already charged you for it. You can keep them forever.
I got it out of Redbox.
I know, they'll charge you daily.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You're going to have bought the damn thing soon.
I know.
I want to play it so bad, though. I was so excited about it.
I had
it now. It gets disappointing reviews and whatnot, but still.
I think I'm going to play it at the marathon.
Yeah, are you guys excited for your marathons?
Yes.
Me too. I should post a thing for money. I haven't done any things yet.
Yes, and if you're listening right now and you just really feel like donating to some Extra Life players, we have several that we're fielding. So show up, donate, watch us. We're going to stream Periscope update via horrified videos around 4 o'clock in the morning. We're like, I'm so tired right now.
And you can check on the Nine Moms Gamer website under the Gaming for Good page, and you can find links.
Yeah. So yay.
So yay. Give us money for Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
Especially me, though.
No, especially me. I haven't even reached my goal. I'm slacking this year. I've been so busy with so much other stuff that I haven't been, like, you know, begging people for money for that. I need to get on my job. Got like 2 weeks left, 3 weeks. And I may actually, don't scream at me, Alicia Carabinas, be playing from home this year.
What?
That's sad.
No.
We'll see.
No way.
My mother usually comes to watch pee while I do it, but, you know, she's you know, begging off for some kind. She's coming still because she's always here for Halloween, but Extra Life is later this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she's begging off for some choir concert or something. And I'm like, yeah, screw your choir. You got to watch my kids. I can go play video games.
So, legit argument.
that throws a wrench into a lot of plans because we were going to have Terry come up and run D&D.
I'm gonna work on her and see if I can get her change her plans. We'll see.
I'll help. I'll make big eyes.
I'm doing it at my house, too. I'm going to have a big crew here. I'm really excited. The Minnesota Metroids.
Nice.
I know. Not just a hat rack.
All right, so let's talk about your board game of the week.
Oh, okay. So my board game of the week is Seven Wonders. It's by a gaming company that I can't remember because I don't have the window open. Anybody have it open?
I'm looking up right now.
Hold on. Asmodee. Asmodee Games. So we played, I had some friends here this weekend, and we played for the conference that we're here for, board games for like a day and a half straight. And we played like Machi Koro, which is like one of my favorite games right now. We played Splendor, we played a bunch of stuff. And all of our favorites was a game called Seven Wonders. And in this game, you're each a different ancient civilization. And
wait, isn't it the game where you trade slaves?
No.
No.
What?
Okay, so they're... Oh, that must be a different one.
Ugh.
I think it's by the same company, though. They have one where one of the cards is a commodities is a slave.
Can you not tell me that? Because I really enjoy this game.
Okay.
So this game is not... This game is not that. You are each a different ancient civilization, and you... you know, you specialize in stuff like clay or glass or slaves, or no, I'm just kidding, whatever. And then there's three ages, and in each age there's six rounds. So you pass out the cards, and then you look at them, and you buy stuff. So like you can buy something that generates raw resources every turn, or buy stuff that allows you to buy resources from other players for cheap, or whatever, different stuff, and each, you play a card, and then you take that hand and pass it to your left. So your hand, like, goes around, and each person can play stuff out of your hand, and you play stuff out of other people's hands. And it's the person with the most victory points at the end wins, and it's just really cool, because there's, like, different ways you can go about it. So you can try to get a ton of raw resources, so that by the time the third age comes, and all the stuff with really high victory points is out, you can easily buy it, you know, buy all the big stuff. You can just specialize in victory points cards, just buy those over and over. You do have commodities that you can buy, and they score points in different ways, so you can, you know, specialize in stone scripture, or specialize in mathematics and compasses, or whatever. And not slaves. whoever was just laughing. And and then you go around and you sort of build up your civilization, and then there's other stuff you unlock as you go, and it's really well done. It's really well paced. Like, once we learned how to play, a round would take like 25 minutes, and that's what I like in a game. Like, you can learn it pretty quickly, and then we were able to play like several rounds because it's pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So I definitely recommend that one. They have special rules if you want to play it two-player, which I haven't tried yet. But you take out certain cards, and then you put in different cards for a two-player game to keep it interesting. So I love that. Love the two-player board game. So that's my board game of the week that I highly recommend.
Okay, so I found it.
Okay.
I got it mixed up because you said it was Seven Wonders. It's Five Tribes.
Oh, that sounds worse.
The Days of Wonder game, Five Tribes, had the slave card. It looks like they have vowed, finally, the game's been out forever, that's why I remember it so well, and people talking about it, it looks like they have vowed finally to remove the slave card and replace it with, and replace it with something else.
Looking at the description of that here, I can see why you would think that, since it's like ancient civilizations and you're like
building. Yeah, it sounded exactly like it.
Yeah.
Fakirs, which interestingly enough seem to be equally offensive. They have a little old Asian Indian man sitting on a bed of nails, wearing a turban, and taming a cobra.
Yeah, they're ascetics. They're the floaty, the guys who will float sometimes, the mystics.
So much fail.
That was a terribly culturally insensitive description, and I'm aware of it. It was all I had.
Yeah. Well, you didn't make the game.
No, I didn't.
Well, it's not that. It's this other game, Seven Wonders.
Describing it, I was like, isn't that game? Yeah, but it wasn't Seven Wonders. It was Five Tribes. And they've replaced it with an equally offensive character who just happens to not be human chattel.
So not the recommended game of the week, Five Tribes. Seven Wonders. It's got like the best of everything. It's like a civilization building game, but it's quick enough that you can play, have drinks. You know, because that's what I like too. Like, you don't want to be like sitting. It's not like a game of Risk, right? Like, you have to commit to that shit, right?
Yes.
You're gonna lose friends at the end of that.
I love Risk though.
I do love it, and it has its place. But when you're just trying to have a couple beers and relax and whatever. But anyway, civilization building, but it's still quick. And there's what I really like is there's infinite amount of strategy. Games like Pandemic get really boring to me because there's really only a couple strategies that work.
Yeah.
And once you figure them out, like, you play the game over and over and it still kind of stays the same. So, this is one that could really have infinite strategies to beat it. So that's my game of the week.
One thing we skipped. We have to go back and talk about this for a second because we said we were going to talk about costumes. I'm really excited about Halloween this year. I'm excited about Halloween every year because my kid always comes up with these elaborate costumes that she wants for Halloween. And it's like every year she just kicks that shit up a notch. So then I end up making costumes. I mean, it's gotten so bad that this year I decided I finally had to learn how to sew. So I've been teaching myself to sew and getting lessons from a friend on how to sew. And I have a really bad burn scar on the back of my hand now to prove it, from burning myself on an iron and fabric to cut to sew. But is anybody dressing for Halloween?
I mean, I might go to a party for which I will dress as my husband.
Love it.
But I won't be bald. I'm not shaving my head.
You can wear a bald wig.
You know, he's not that bald. He's only a little bald.
He's balding. I'm sure they have a balding wig.
I'm not going to go that far. I'm just going to draw myself on a little beard and borrow some of his clothes. It's cool.
By the way, we just got a comment on our Facebook that we want to be threatened so that we can have content for the blog for another few years.
Yay.
Wow. I see. That's really nice.
It's really long.
Thank you.
It is a long one. Yeah. but I'm not. I don't think I'm doing anything for Halloween, but I would love to dress up as Lego because I see so many cool Lego costumes. Oh my gosh, so many cool ones.
You should.
But I don't have anywhere to go.
That's okay. You can answer if you're going to pass out candy.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen here because it's a weird apartment complex with like interior doors. So
I was going to say because if you pass out candy, you can always dress, and that's always fun. But and that's always fun. You can do like a big cardboard box and tape big old solo cups to it for the studs on the.
Yeah, there's so many cool costumes online, but I just don't know if it's going to happen here.
So. You know, my son, too, this year finally had a really cool costume idea, and then he changed his mind. I'm really sad about it, because after playing the Greek mythology pack from Minecraft on Xbox One, he wanted to be Zeus.
Oh.
How cool is that, right? He was going to be Zeus. Cool. And then one day we were at Toys R Us, and he was like, oh my God, Mom, is this a Master Chief costume? I have to be Master Chief.
Oh.
Now he's going to be Master Chief. And I was going to make him a beard and everything. I'm really sad. So, Charlotte, I think you should dress up and be cool, since my son perhaps is no longer going to be super cool and only a little cool.
Perhaps I will. We'll see what happens.
That sucks. Well, you know, well, Pete's done some interesting costumes for the last couple of years. She was Korra from Legend of Korra. That one was a lot of fun. She was Kiki from Kiki's Delivery Service. She actually wore a wig for that one, and that was big because she doesn't usually do that kind of stuff. And this year, well, actually, she decided last year that she was going to, and she stuck with it, like, all year long, so I knew she really wanted it. She wanted to be Chihiro from Spirited Away. But up until very, very recently, she said she wanted to be Chihiro, like, in street clothes. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, easy. Pink shorts, jersey shirt, white with a green stripe, yellow tennis shoes, Chihiro. And then, like, 2 months ago, month and a half ago, she was like, yeah, no, I want to be Chihiro in the bathhouse. And I'm like, you just ramped that shit up real quick. So I, not being able to sew that well, had to track her down a costume. So, you know, that's when you have to get on, and you're like, who has a Chihiro costume? And then everyone that has a Chihiro costume is actually in Japan and shipping overseas via the slow fucking boat. So I'm ordering this costume and praying to every god that exists that it makes it here before Halloween. And I had joked around, I was like, well, if you're going to be Chihiro, I should be No Face. If you're going to be Chihiro, I should be No Face.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the thing was, is I was like, yeah, I'm going to be No Face, blah, 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 blah. And I was thinking in my head, you know, I don't know why, I can go get anywhere and get a No Face mask because, yeah, clearly Spirited Away is your mainstream comic or cartoon. So I waited. And then, like, a week or so ago, I was like, oh, I better check and order my No-Face costume. Yes, once again, the only place that had a No-Face costume or even a No-Face mask was actually in Japan and shipping on the slow fucking boat. So I emailed everybody. I was like, how long is it going to take to get this costume here? Will it be here before Halloween? And I ordered my costume. So she's going as Chihiro, and I am going as No Face.
Oh, boy. I hope that. So that's you still got a couple weeks, so that should get to you.
It shipped already. Yeah. I got my shipping notice.
Okay. It'll come.
It should be here, yeah, because it shipped already, so it should be here in time.
Yeah, part of Pickle's costume is coming from the UK, so I'm doing the same thing, like watching, just to make sure. Because I was going to. She's going to be Princess Bubblegum from Adventure Time. And I was going to spray her hair pink. I mean, last year I coated her in fake blood, so why not? But then I found a hat, a pink hat with like little trailing pieces for the hair, and it's got the crown sewn in.
Aww.
Prince Bubblegum hat. So I thought, well, that'll be really good since it's probably going to be cold on Halloween, so I'm just going to do that. But I'm really hoping it gets here in time because it was expensive. And if it doesn't get here on time, I'm going to be like, man, now I got to go buy more stuff.
Yeah.
The worst. Halloween is an expensive endeavor when you have children.
Yeah.
Especially you got children who don't want to be like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. I'm like, dang. Can't y'all just wear like some garbage bags and beach trash? I don't know, something.
Yeah.
No, no.
Classic.
Oh well. All right.
Don't you want to be the Charlie Brown ghost? We just put a white sheet over it and cut the holes in it.
It's classic, man.
It's a good idea.
I just watched that the other day. It was fun. Charlie Brown is very kind of depressing. I didn't realize that when I was a kid.
I never got into it.
Yeah. No, I didn't. But I mean, I just realized he's really depressing.
Yeah.
That's life, man.
I mean, but it's so funny. But as a child, I was just like, hey, I'm watching Charlie Brown. And as an adult, I'm like, damn.
Shit is dark.
That is dark. Anyway, I enjoyed it. I just bought it at Walgreens on a whim. So.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. Well, we're going to watch a lot of scary movies and play some scary games and...
Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have to
what
watch
What was the movie we're all going to watch? The She Walks Home Alone or whatever?
Yep. Girl Walks Home Alone, yeah.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Done.
Homework.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep, and it's a weekend.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that'll be fun. All right, well, I won't be here to watch it this weekend, but, you know, soon.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Sam and I are
you can watch away. On the plane or whatever, right?
We're driving.
Yeah, we're driving, so.
She's driving. Well,
one of you can watch it.
So that means we cannot stop by any state parks, and we cannot take our shoes off.
Keep those shoes on. Double knotted.
I'm just saying, I've slept in state parks, and I'm still alive. That's all I'm saying.
Well.
You tempted fate.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to watch it. I'm afraid to read it now because holy shit, I sleep a lot.
Charlotte, maybe you aren't okay.
Oh, no, maybe I'm
mind
wrong.
Blown.
What? Very postmodern of you.
What?
Yes.
All right, y'all. So on that note, that brings us to the end. Of episode 113. Yay!
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 So until episode 114, where we'll also have wonderfully interesting things to talk about, thanks for joining us. So we'll make a list of all the fun movies, books, games that we've talked about so that you can go ahead and check them out. And you'll have plenty to do in the coming weeks. And as you wait for children to ring your doorbell and beg for candy on Halloween. Mm-hmm. So until next time, stay warm, stay afraid.
Mm.
And as always, my friends, game on.
Game on.
Game on.
We'll be right back.